Magandang gabi, bayan. Kayo'y nakikinig sa Nutty Bites.
Hello, mixed nutcases. This is the first episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting episode of Nutty Bites. And I'm going to have a nutty chat with you. And today I've got with me...
Hi, I'm Tech.
So the Dog Days of Podcasting this year, I'm not sure. I think it's always based around Dragon Con. And so this year, technically, it doesn't start until August 4th. But I've already started planning to do it as of August 1st. So I'm not sure if I'm just going to delay stuff or if I'm just going to do August or if I'm going to do August in a bonus or if I'm just going to give myself
a whole month of August.
Yeah, I know. It's confusing. Well, because usually it ends with Dragon Con. Anyway, I'm just going to leave it. And if I miss 4 days, well, I've got a chance to miss a couple days. So we're going to start today. Yay! As I said in my last podcast, this is Dog Days. I'm going to try and do a bunch of nutty chats, which means I'm going to be talking to really cool and interesting people. So, of course, I start with Tech.
Right. So, I'm not sure whether to take that as a compliment or an insult.
No.
I'm going to start with interesting people, so we'll start with this guy to get him out of the way. Then we'll get to the really interesting people.
No, it's more like... Well, especially this summer, because you are in the field a lot this summer, so I'm not actually seeing you as often, so it is
Nope, I'm teaching. Yeah. I am gone till September.
Except you're here today.
Well, I have this sort of week as a rest and reprieve week, to which point I was met with all kinds of jealous twittering from people at work going, oh man, I wish I took a week off this summer. Yeah, well, you didn't, and I did, and too bad, suck it. Ha ha.
Mwahaha. And it's around a holiday.
Yep. Ooh, Victoria Day.
Is that what it is in I thought it was Family Day. Okay.
No, family. That's one of the made-up holidays they made up in February.
Oh, I thought this was a made-up holiday, too.
Yeah, made up for Her Majesty's birthday.
Oh.
We love you, Queen Victoria, our eternal majesty.
Good old Queen Vic.
Good old Queen Vic.
Awesome. So, yeah, so this is a 3-day weekend here, but really, for you, it's a 7-day weekend.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. So today, what I wanted to talk about a little bit is... I want to talk about you, Tech. Everybody knows that you're into guns. Everybody knows you like blowing things up. Mm-hmm. They know you're into steampunk and you are the clockwork doctor. And, you know, everybody knows you're a big time geek. But I want to talk to you about something many people don't know about you. And that is that you have got this weird, eclectic music taste. You know, the name Tech comes from Techno Boy back during your raver days and having
Absolutely.
To do with you liking techno music. Mm-hmm. But really... You're kind of into, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about this genre of music that we listen to the entire way driving back from dinner.
Let's spin it backwards, I think will be a better way to look at it. So yeah, I was called Techno Boy by a DJ at a local club because I was the only guy that danced to fast music. This was at a time when you couldn't be a man who danced alone to fast music without being accused of being gay and then pummeled in a parking lot. And trust me, I took a very many beating from bigoted rednecks. For, you know, wanting to dance to fast music. So I discovered dance music. I discovered dancing. I was in my 20s. But before that, I was listening to electronic music, and I really enjoyed that. And generally, electronic music had no lyrics to annoy my parents. So I could listen to lots of it and listen to it loud, and I could dance and flail about. And it had complications and rhythms and harmonies and things in it that I got from a lot of the classical music that I played as a kid when I played the violin. I like music with harmonies. I like complications in music. I like when one guy is playing a note and then there's a harmony underneath it going in another direction, which I call playing it upside down. I love that type of stuff. So I discovered that in dance music and listened to a lot of that. From dance music, I go to industrial, which is dance music when I'm angry, which is dance music with electric guitars and usually angry German guys yelling. So KLFDM and things like that. Oh, yeah. Good, angry, flail about, smash into things music.
Which is where we started meeting on musical tastes when we first started dating.
Exactly. And from there, you know, I went to my good friend Andre and said, this girl I'm meeting is really into punk. I know nothing of punk. How do I punk? And he downloaded using, well, Kazaa, if we remember that.
Kazaa.
Yeah, we spent a weekend on Kazaa downloading every punk album and punk record and different bands from different genres and, you know, discovered things like the Dead Kennedys and this other stuff. And wow, you know, this is really simple. It's only 3 chords. But wow, what the Ramones can do with only 3 notes. Mm-hmm. And I really got hooked on that. I never got into the hair metal thing. I could never understand it because it was pop. It was too simple. I like things that are complicated. I like dancing. I like flailing and grooving. You know, so you go back to my roots as a child and the things I listened to at home, but I've always been a fanatical nut for disco. I love disco. I love the dance beat. I even like some of the falsetto, but, you know, the Bee Gees, Earth, Wind, and Fire, that type of Boney M, that type of like just who cares what people think and just dance. Which is a big thing in my life. It's I don't care what people think. I'm just going to dance. Which is weird if you think of me as this sort of like uptight, really angry, gun-toting, explosive-loving weirdo. But I really like to dance. I think it's a wonderful type of expression. Disco, speaking of the best modern adaptation of disco that you can find anywhere, is my friends, my wireless listeners, please listen to Jamiroquai.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, that's where we can meet. I don't really think of Jamiroquai as disco, but he's more on the funk side.
Well, that's the thing. From disco came funk, yeah. Which is disco's weird cousin. And funk, also awesome. But I get off the funk train before you do, because you go all the way to like George Clinton.
Yeah.
And, you know, Parliament Funkadelic and that stuff. And that's almost like experimental jazz to me. That's way too funky.
Oh, come on. That's bring on the funk, man.
But who's got the funk?
Yeah.
Do we got the funk?
We got the funk.
But my earliest love of music, and back into the whole harmonies thing, if you want to go all the way back, I love doo-wop.
Harmonies.
You know, hello, 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 hello. And I'm not sure if it, you know, okay, so yeah, Barbershop and that wonderful episode of The Simpsons. the B sharps. I love harmony. I love 4-point, 5-point, 3-point harmonies. I love all that stuff. I really like doo-wop because it's complicated. It's nowhere. It doesn't sound like anything else. It's just, it's so good. All the great songs, all the great bands, you know, the Chords, the Del Vikings, and 3,000 other ones that have. What was that one that you were so, your worldview changed today?
Dion and the Belmonts.
Dion and the Belmonts, when you saw that they were white. Oh.
I did not know that. I don't know what a lot of musicians look like. I grew up in the video generation and I never saw videos because we didn't have cable. Everyone, you know, of my generation will say, oh, and then that video. And I'm like, there was a video. I don't know. I really don't know many videos.
Well, that's what it was, videos that actually killed metal for me.
I thought you were going to say killed the radio star.
No, music did kill the radio star. Yeah, video did kill the radio star. The first video that MTV played. But the one that got it for me was things like all my friends going on about these heavy metal bands, and you have to listen to heavy metal. And then you finally see what Axl Rose looks like, or you see what Def Leppard looks like. And I could not. Okay, why does that man look like a girl? Oh. Why is he wearing eyeliner and a perm? And
because it looks good.
No, it did not at all, ever.
And as I said earlier today, the 80s, when rock bands were dressing like Time Lords.
Time Lords were dressing like rock stars.
Somewhere
like
in
that.
The middle, yeah.
But no, so my whole point is I don't know, I like harmony. I like complications in music. As a raver, you know, I get into bands like Orbital and Infected Mushroom and things with a beat that just sound weird. And I like all kinds of crazy stuff. And, you know, you are as likely to get me to sing along to a Ramones record as you are a Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
So what were we listening to today?
It was all doo-wop all the time, the whole way home, so I could sing along to Come Go With Me and Blue Moon and maybe my guilty pleasure song of the Cordettes, Lollipop. Because I really want everyone here to listen to the Cordettes version of Lollipop again and listen to the four girls or the three girls behind the lead singer.
Yeah.
Because what they're doing is not simple. It is
no.
Gorgeous.
It's great. So we had the Dion and the Belmonts. We had the Del Vikings. We had the Cordettes. What were some of the other ones that
we were listening? The Chords, the Crew Cuts.
Yeah, but the Chords were better than the Crickets.
Yeah, same song, Shaboom. Yeah. Shaboom, a bop, a dilly, a boom. Shaboom, shaboom.
I am very into disco. Oh, I almost said disco.
Oh, that would have been bad.
No. There are exceptions. No, I'm very into doo-wop also. I really enjoy, and this is the case when it comes to any genre of music, when the singers can use their voice as an instrument.
Oh, yes.
And that's what I love about harmonies. That's what I liked about the Beatles. That's what I like about doo-wop. That's what I like about the Grateful Dead, Simon and Garfunkel. You give me people that can harmonize themselves. Even a couple Billy Joel songs.
For the longest time, one of the greatest doo-wop songs ever written. I mean, I love the For the Longest Time. I hate Billy Joel. Piano Man could never be heard again, and that would be long enough for me because Billy Joel hates the troops.
So missing the point there. But should we mention how you hate Billy Joel, but then discovered that you love
a lot of... Not like every single one of his songs except Piano Man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
Because when we met, being from Long Island, of course, I like Billy Joel. And I have learned that when you move away, you love him even more. But you hated Billy Joel because you hated Piano Man. And then we would keep hearing songs. And I'm like, well, that's Billy Joel. And you're like, what? But I love this song.
Yeah. I've lost my point now. I'm wasting time. Oh, no. All right. So I can't think of anything else to say, so I'll stop then.
Well, all right. So you really enjoy this doo-wop music, and you can totally geek out about it as much as you would geek out about talking about aliens or Star Trek or guns or steampunk or whatever.
Absolutely.
And are constantly looking up songs for me to play. Let's issue a challenge. I want the listeners out there to think about their favorite doo-wop songs and songs of that time or things that could be related to doo-wop, and I want you to send them to Tech.
Even better.
Yeah?
I have an amendment to your challenge.
Okay, go ahead. Send
me your favorite harmonies.
Oh, there you go. That's even better.
It could be barbershop, it could be doo-wop, it could be punk, it could be, hey, let's mention one of my favorite harmonizing bands of all time.
Mm-hmm.
System of a Down, a heavy metal band with two lead singers in harmony, and it sounds unlike anything else out there. Serge Tankian is a genius, along with the rest of his band. System of a Down is awesome.
Awesome. Yep. There's so many. I was just thinking, actually, now that band that you really got into, the Abrams Singers, they're also all about harmonies. What?
The Abramson Singers.
Abramson Singers? Is
yeah,
that
the
what
Abramson
is?
Singers. The funny thing about that song and that band, if you ever look them up and see the Abramson Singers, it's one girl multi-tracked.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's not multiple people.
Oh, that's funny. Well, that became a really big thing on YouTube a little while ago.
Abramson Singers, the liftoff canon.
Yep.
Because a harmony is cool, but a harmony canon? Oh my God, that's even better. I love canons.
So the challenge is, we want the listeners to find their favorite harmonies, and we want them to send them to you.
Yes, please.
So you can do that by going to the Facebook group, and that's facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can tweet them to @theclockdoc.
Underscores?
With underscores in between those words. Or you can send them the regular channels by going to nimlast.org. You can send an email to nuttybites@nimlast.org. You can tweet me also. If you do tweet them to Tech, you should also tweet them to me just because I want to hear them. Otherwise, he'll just send them to me, I guess. But yeah, any social media or internet communications you want to do, that's fine. Or you can even call in and play it off your phone, over the phone, 347-NUTTY-42.
Absolutely.
And welcome to Dog Days of Podcasting. This has been your first Nutty Chat.
Bye. I'm Tech.
Hey, I'm Joel.
I'm Adam. We are what we like to call the Human Recommendation Engine.
I'd like to recommend that you listen to our new podcast, If You Like. So if you like movies and TV as much as we do, you're going to want to listen to us because we've got some recommendations for you to check out.
We've covered
The Hunger Games,
Breaking Bad,
Cabin in the Woods,
Walking Dead,
The Exorcist,
The Avengers,
Tombstone,
Mad Max,
Firefly,
Rocky, and the hits just keep coming.
Check us out every Monday on iTunes or wherever you download your podcast, If You Like.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlast Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlaststudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlast.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY-42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.